little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star.
Hey, all right, welcome back. Episode 115 of the Shadow Games Podcast. Oh man, it's been a crazy week for comic book fans everywhere this past week. If you guys haven't noticed or heard, Monday it started off as a female version of Thor. Pretty much, yeah. Looks like Thor, skinnier, boobs, long hair, blonde, and she wields Thor's hammer.
Thor no longer is worthy of holding the hammer.
Yes.
And somehow this lady gets a hold of it, and she's worthy, and she decides to take his name.
Huh. Can we say Jane?
We don't know who it is. We don't know anything about it.
It's very trippy, though.
I'm not exactly thrilled with the idea of this storyline that they're pushing.
Hey, it's still going to be the same. He now she comes down, kicks everyone's ass, goes back up again. Done.
Yeah, but there's a lot of backstory with Thor that's, you know, kind of important.
Well, so. It's sometimes always good for a change.
Yeah, I know.
You know that. Of course, the second news this week, Captain America will be not played by Steve Rogers anymore. Will be played by Falcon. Of course, he's not the first African American Captain America. He's pretty much the second one. What do you think of this one, Wayne?
This one I see as being a little more logical in the evolution of the story, because obviously Steve Rogers can't maintain Captain America forever, and in this one Steve Rogers actually loses his superpowers. He goes back to being a skinny little white boy.
Sounds like you, Wayne.
You know,
it is you.
But yeah, it's definitely going to be a very interesting story on that one.
Definitely, I mean, it's got. Oh, there you go. That's what I'm telling you about.
Yeah.
What's the name of that?
Superior Iron Man.
All right. So for me, it's gonna be pretty. It's gonna be another cool feature stuff and whatnot. And of course, we talked about it maybe a few seconds ago. Superior Iron Man. The background of this is Tony Stark. But so instead of going from New York, he moves to San Francisco, and he kind of uses the same technology they did in Iron Man 3, the film. You know, how he kind of, you know, starts treating diseases like cancer, diabetes, all kind of stuff, but yet also maybe give the cure to immortality. So I guess that kind of, from what I've read of the small synopsis, kind of drives him crazy, kind of, you know, going off and whatnot. He actually did have a fight with Daredevil, and he beats him close to death. So I guess that's the turning point of Tony Stark coming onto the dark side.
Yeah.
And the final, or the fourth one, the fourth one, news just came out yesterday, was the Entertainment Weekly's front cover of Avengers 2, Age of Ultron. It features Tony Stark in his suit, and also features Captain America in his new action suit, which is a mixture of his World War II and also Avengers costume. So it looks pretty dope if you guys haven't seen it. But you can see in the background there's a bunch of rebels and a bunch of robots, and right behind them is, of course, Ultron. The picture of Ultron is pretty much, you know, they kind of changed it from the comic books. You know, he doesn't have that big open mouth and whatnot, but it's still, you know, the red glowing theme that he normally has. And he has the kind of the long spike ears, but not kind of like wedged open like a wing. So I'm very stoked about this. And they also gave like a small synopsis too of the story, saying how Ultron himself got created, but instead of being created by Hank Pym, how originally it was, it's actually, you know, made. He was actually made by Tony Stark to help the Avengers around the world. So he can't really do that. So typical, you know, once he starts evolving, you know, surf learning, and then he also, you know, upgrades his hardware profile, then he kind of sees the human as the weakest link. So we'll see how this one goes. If you guys haven't seen it, just Google Entertainment Weekly Avengers 2, and you'll see it on there. It looks pretty cool. There's also other pictures too as well inside that magazine that features the quote unquote miracle twins with Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got the new Avengers. That's very interesting.
Yeah, we'll see how this one goes.
Honestly, the new Avengers is more like... It actually looks more like the Defenders. I mean, the cast is very much very similar to the Defenders.
Well, we'll see how everything goes when the Guardians of the Galaxy comes out, because I know it's going to tie into...
Yeah, it's gonna be pretty crazy.
Of course, it's going to have Thanos in there, thank God. So, hopefully it leads on to 3... If not, maybe Captain America 3. But it definitely will lead to Avengers 3. What's that?
Something more is coming. We know.
They have to narrow it down. I'm kidding. I'm getting kind of bored. You know, I got to see Thanos. I got to see that Infinity Glow.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, enough about the entertainment news this week. Well, what I've been playing this week, for me, I've been playing a whole lot more Marvel Puzzle Quest. Typical. You know, I was trying to level up or trying to find some more covers to level up my character, especially my what is that?
The death of Wolverine.
Huh?
Wolverine is dying in the comics. He will be gone permanently.
Yeah, I saw a picture. Oh, that's X-23. Sabretooth, of course.
Yeah.
So I saw a picture of him being carried off by death. Any other than what do you call that? Marvel Puzzle Quest. Sorry, I had a brain fart. I've also been playing a whole lot more Ultimate Marvel's Capcom 3, and also a whole lot more Ultimate Marvel's Capcom 3 in light of EVO 2K14 that was held in Las Vegas this past week, or this past weekend, which is a total bonanza, which is pretty awesome. And here, that's all this week for me. Wayne?
Well, let's see, what have I played this week?
Boring!
I've completed Transformers Rise of the Darkspark. That was interesting. More Marvel Avengers Alliance, more Transformers Legends, and G.I. Joe Battlegrounds, and Doctor Who Legacy. Other than that, that's pretty much it. I think I played a little more Guacamelee.
I might actually want to pick that up soon.
Well, it's free on Xbox One right now.
I know, but I have a lot of backlogs too, bro.
Yeah.
And I don't got time. But we'll try to make some time.
Still, it's a fun game to play. I put up some gameplay on those on our YouTube page, so go check those out. Got a few different things on there for me. I'll be adding more as we can. Well, that's really it in terms of games this week. I haven't really had a chance to play a lot. Yeah. We do have some news about some of the exclusives for Comic-Con from Marvel, though.
Okay.
So we're
let's go ahead and announce that.
Jump into a few things here. There's still more stuff they haven't announced yet, but we'll actually have a limited edition Rocket Raccoon number 1 variant cover from Marvel. As you can see here, it's actually kind of very interesting design with the Groot holding the rocket. So
that's typical Rocket Raccoon.
Yeah, Rocket Raccoon's gonna be big this year. We know that.
Oh yeah.
At the Marvel shop, you'll be able to, they'll have a lot going on. Everything from announcements, signings and events, but they'll have a lot of limited editions. And two of those items that they've already announced is a Rocket Raccoon plush. Actually, looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I saw that. It looks pretty dope. And also the SSR T-shirt, black with the white lettering, of course.
Yeah, Agent Carter's female shirt there. I think that's about all they've announced for us so far on that one there. Of course, Hasbro's announced quite a bit of things too. They've got their Transformers exclusives coming out.
Yep, and also there's also news too from Bandai, the limited edition Green Ranger dagger, which is actually made. It's actually gold plated, surprisingly, like several years ago with the Green Ranger power coin, also gold plated. So
nice.
We'll see how that one goes. I've seen the actual gold plated Green Ranger power coin that's now going for $750 that people bought for $150.
Nice.
effing winning, dude. That's all I gotta say. For all those people actually buy it, awesome.
And then Toynami actually came out and announced some of their exclusives too. So we got the let's see if I can load this up here real quick. We got the Robotech Chibi Skull Eater Paratech. You've got the 30th anniversary of Voltron.
Ooh,
which is really dope.
Voltron, yes. Of course, there's also the Heroes and what? Heroes and Villains Batman, which is the old school Batman.
The vinyl figures. You've got from Blade 2, you've got the Reaper.
Of course.
Let me see if I can find the first half, because I sent out two emails on this one.
These guys are actually, Toynami's coming out really good.
Yeah, they usually have some pretty cool stuff. They're, again, they're hard to get into, get the stuff, but...
But it's worth it in the end, in my opinion.
Got a glorious golden talking blender. Bender. From Futurama.
Hey, cool! Gold bender. Also, you also got the Hello Kitty Chun-Li. Yep. And what else is that one right there?
That's a Skull-Animals Cute as Hell Diego plush.
Hey, cool. It's a red bat with a white skull.
Yeah.
Sweet stuff, man.
There's going to be some good stuff out there. I believe IDW's got some exclusive comic covers out there, too. And I do know that at the IDW panel, you will have... Oh, I'm forgetting her name, but the lady who is writing the current Windblade comic series, Transformers Windblade.
Nice.
Which has been getting some rave reviews, and we definitely love it here, so she'll be actually at the panel. There's going to be some great announcements going on there, so we're looking forward to that. But I guess we should get into some regular news, right?
All
right,
so what do we got here in the first news? Of course, Xbox One adds support for game trials, so pretty much download games, you can now support game trials.
So with the
typical,
with the Xbox One, you could download a trial, and pretty much there wasn't anything else you had to do if you wanted to unlock it. You could just pay for the full game. You would download this little bit, that little tiny kilobyte file, and it would unlock it basically.
So pretty much it's like
same kind of concept. Here.
Same kind of concept. Like for your smartphone, you want to say trial if you like it. Hit the play button after you, or purchase button or buy button after you beat like one level of the trial game. So this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's a great way just to start things off.
They're also trying to make it easier for the indie games, the ID at Xbox games, to be easier to find. So
true.
Discover those.
Especially for those guys.
So a lot of cool stuff coming there. For those of you that are into Tekken, we do have Tekken 7 announcements.
Okay, definitely. This came during the heels of EVO 2K14, which I really want to talk about later on today. Or after this stuff and whatnot, after the main news. This is, of course, coming from the legendary Markman from Mad Catz and also from Tekken 2 as well.
Yeah.
It's pretty much, you know, it's still going. There's the trailer art for it out right now. It's a typical 3D fighting game from Tekken. It's also the seventh one. It's also now going to be powered by Unreal Engine 4. So I'm definitely going to see how this one plays, and we'll keep you guys posted and whatnot. So.
Yeah,
let's see.
That's looking pretty good, actually. We're going to be getting soon, apparently. We don't know exactly when, but soon we're going to be getting digital game pre-orders on Xbox One.
This is going to be huge because there's going to be no more going to GameStop or going to other types of media places, right, Wayne?
Exactly. I mean, as it is right now, I'm buying most of my games directly on Xbox One, directly digital at this point, but I can't pre-order them. I can't get those pre-order bonuses by doing that.
Yes. True, indeed.
So we'll see how that works out. Definitely hoping that works out in our favor, but, you know, we'll see how that works. And this one looked fun for you.
Yeah, well, as a Whovian, I really like, you know, I'm a huge Doctor... Oh, screw you, Black Widow. I'm a huge Whovian fan, and also Wayne and I like Mass Effect game.
Yeah.
Of course, there's also the a character named Garrus, who looks like a new character... Who looks like a new character from the Doctor Who series. It actually does... Say what, 80%, 75% resemble him?
Very close.
Very, how can I say this? Pretty funny if his name is actually Garrus.
Uh-huh.
So you guys go to GameSpot and look up Garrus, and you can actually see like a little window, you know, shift it left and right, and see how that person looks like, and it's pretty damn efficient.
Yeah. It's also been noted from Eurogamer that the executive producer and former Doctor Who actor Matt Smith were seen playing around with an Omnitool at last year's Comic-Con.
Yes, he was. I saw him.
So maybe they're kind of hinting at some kind of, you know, crossover, you know? Unlikely, but possible.
No. That's going to ruin a lot of the fan base of Doctor Who doesn't play that much games.
No, but I mean, it could happen either way, you know?
Ah, damn it, Black Widow.
What about the UFC boss? He's apparently okay with Chuck Norris for a future game.
Why not? He's Chuck Norris, shoot.
But he definitely doesn't want Trinity from The Matrix.
Why not? Well, they already got Bruce Lee on there, so they can't really say no to that.
Yeah, so I mean, this year they had Bruce Lee, obviously, which was, you know, that's a no-brainer, right? Dana White said he would,
Dana. He's a dude.
Yeah, whatever. He said he absolutely would put Chuck Norris in a future game. Also mentioned was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, which was no for Trinity from Matrix, no on Genghis Kong. Hercules.
Genghis Khan, not Genghis Kong. Come on, dude, you're from America, bro.
Hercules, and they asked whether what could be Arnold Schwarzenegger or The Rock's version. It was yes, but only for The Rock. And then you've got Matsuo Maeda, who is yes on that one.
Who?
I don't know who that is, honestly.
Matsuo Maeda, another pretty badass UFC fighter.
Yeah, so we'll see. I mean, anything can happen in the next future in these games.
Jesus
so.
H, dude, I can't even kill this guy.
Heh.
Shut up, Wayne.
Crackdown.
Alright, so another game from my Xbox One that blends another co-op and single player into like a pretty much a good mashup, right? I've been hearing nothing but good reviews about this game, which is pretty dope. It's called Crackdown.
Yeah, it's been looking pretty good, everything we've seen about it so far. Basically what they're going for is basically a game where you can play the game single player, but it's co-op. It's a mashup, so you build it just at whenever you want, just jump in and play with a friend basically as you're playing through the regular game. So they just want to make it quick and easy so you can get somebody else in your game with you instead of, you know, trying to hide through menus, lobbies, and all this other crazy stuff. Also, the game is not going to be called Crackdown 3.
Boo.
It exists more as a sequel to Crackdown 1 than 2, and takes place in a different timeline. So is it going to be, 1.5?
Crackdown 1.5.
I know, right?
Here we go. So, Wayne's old Titanfall Xbox One controller, this October, they'll be coming out with a camouflage controller and headset.
Yeah, it's
so, it's like a special armed forces version of the system's wireless system, and the headset looks pretty dope. I mean, it actually goes around the ear instead of on the ear.
Yes, I have the headset as a regular one, but the camouflage looks pretty good on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, it's a pretty good look for these guys. It's an armed forces edition. Microsoft hasn't really given as much other than that. Right now, the Camo controller pre-order is listed at $65, which is the same price as the Titanfall controller.
Typical.
Still $5 more than the standard controller. The headset right now is going for about $90, which is about $10 more than the standard one. So it's got a good look to it, and they're good quality, you know, controllers from Microsoft. And the headset actually is really nice. I've enjoyed mine.
Alright, for all you old school gamers like myself, Nintendo rewards offer free games but no physical item. Much as some fans dismay. So pretty much, probably a DLC of the older games.
Well, kind of just a downloadable game you can get through the Nintendo Club reward site. So depending on your status on the site, you'll be able to download games such as Donkey Kong Country Returns on the 3DS. Game and Wario for the Wii U, Earthbound.
Typical Earthbound.
Yeah, NES Remix, Super Mario Brothers, Wario Land 2.
And so on.
Yeah.
The Platinum Stash Rewards also comes with, we talked about Dr. Luigi, Donkey Kong Country, Fluidity Spin Cycle.
Yeah, so you get your choice of one of those games there.
And Gold and Platinum for both. You get Ice Climbers, which is one of my favorite games back in the day. Zelda 2, The Adventures of Link, Donkey Kong Country 3. I'm not really a fan of that one. Metroid and also Super Mario Land 2, 6 Golden Coins.
So make sure you log into your Club Nintendo account and see if you got the option to download a free game.
Yeah.
I gotta do that later. Some sad news here is Microsoft is going to shut down the Xbox Entertainment Studios. However, the Halo project will not be affected. Basically, this is the studios that was in charge of original Xbox video content. A lot of them are going to be moving around, I guess, in the company. Some are being laid off. It's hard to say, but basically, Microsoft is Nadella is basically streamlining everything, and he's very, very supportive of the Xbox division, but I guess you gotta look at the entertainment side of it, which is not really doing anything at this point. It really hasn't been much on it. It's been original Xbox.
Yeah, which is meh. That's all I gotta say about that.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens with that. But that's the way it goes sometimes.
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
Yep.
And of course, we talked about this also for Battlefield Hardline. Single player aims to do something a little more different. Completely different from the typical had in the past. Go ahead.
Yeah, basically, I don't think they've really given us a whole lot on this one yet. But they are trying to say they want to focus on doing something differently. Kind of give it I guess some kind of way to interact with TV or kind of have that feel of a TV drama. Milham was quoted as taking Battlefield into the world of cops and criminals gives us an opportunity to do something completely different than what's been done in the past, not only in the series but in the genre. When we look around the landscape of gaming these days, there are a lot of gravel voice super soldiers saving the world from domination. That's not the world of cops and criminals. That's not something we're interested in doing with Hardline, basically. He wants it to be more personal and relatable. He says there won't be any 5-minute cutscenes where evil generals plan or explain super weapons and so forth. He wants to have create the look, the tone, and the pace of, you know, your TV crime dramas. Which is going to be interesting to see how that plans out, but the story is actually being shaped by director Bill Johnson and narrative consultant Wendy Calhoun, both of which have worked on the FX series Justified.
Ooh, Justified?
Yeah, the cast includes actors with credits on TV shows like True Detective, Law & Order, S.H.I.E.L.D., CSI Miami, among others.
Okay, so this should be a good drama slash...
It should be. I played the beta a little bit, and I wasn't really impressed by it, but the single player is what everybody's really looking for on this thing. The multiplayer is going to be a multiplayer. What's going to be? You can't really do that much different, you know?
Yeah.
They're also saying as a player, you'll get to see things from both sides, so both as the criminal and as the cop, I guess. I don't know.
We'll see. We'll see how this one goes. I'm not really fond of it, though.
It's due to come out in October 21st.
Yep. And also back then for our E3 post podcast, we also talked about Doom 4. Now Doom 4 announcement detailed by Software and Bethesda.
Yep.
That's pretty crazy. So pretty much how long have we waited since Doom 3? 04? 03? I remember working for GameStop back in the day when Doom 3 came out.
Yeah, they first announced Doom 4 back in 08.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's been a long wait.
10 years?
Yeah.
10 years! It's kind of like Duke Nukem.
Yeah, I mean, they started revealing in 2011, and then it got scrapped, and they restarted the project again. You had John Carmack, who left the studio last year.
Yep.
But it started getting revisions, revived in news on E3 and with Wolfenstein coming out, the beta set to come out later this year for those of us that have Wolfenstein. So we're kind of looking forward to that. There's still no release details yet. The game will launch for Xbox One, PS4, PC. Runs on ID Tech 6 at 1080p and 60 frames per second.
Yeah, HD Doom 4, blood splatter, and upside down crosses in the bathroom stalls.
Ooh, boy.
That should be a fun one, right, Wayne?
Yeah, it could be. I don't know, man.
Memories. I feel like playing Doom 3 all over again.
I'm a little scared there.
Wuss. Alrighty. Anywho, that's us for this week. Again, typical of us. Please do make sure to check out our make sure to check out our website for updated podcasts like you're listening to right now, and also news articles, cosplay, especially Comic-Con coming up in about a week. Oh my God!
Comic-Con, baby.
Good God, really? And also, please hit up our Facebook page, like us, share us, you know, leave us comments. How would you like things? You know, how'd you like our stuff and whatnot? You know, discussion is always the greatest thing too, especially of our cosplay fans and also our several people who are hardcore cosplayers. It's been about, you know, a good, you know, 6 months so far. Well, 7 months so far. So it's been about a half a year.
Yep.
We lost someone, but yeah, we're still gaining back in strength. And well, any more?
Be sure to head over to our YouTube page for more video content that we're uploading. Yes. Check out the video gameplay content we're putting up. As I can, I'm posting new videos as often as I can from Xbox One gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look at it. Let us know what you think of the gameplay. If you've got some good things, send us a link and go from there.
Yes, definitely. So, we talked about Comic-Cons this week. If you guys are here, already here in San Diego or living in San Diego, there's a lot of stuff going down. I think this Friday. There's a huge cosplay photo shoot, which I won't be able to attend. Sucks. But yeah, there's gonna be a lot of events coming up too. There's gonna be a Doctor Who photo. There's gonna be a
Doctor Who
cosplay
photo
shoot in the back of the convention center where the stairs is at.
Yep.
At Sunday, I believe, Sunday afternoon ish, early afternoon, late mornings. There's also gonna be of course the Masquerade Ball. I think Friday or Saturday,
mm-hmm.
inside the second level. There's also gonna be the Walking Dead Escape in Petco Park, which you actually have to pay a little bit to actually run. I did that the past 2 years. I'm gonna do it again this year. And there's also the Zombie Walk.
The Zombie Walk. There was the Borderlands laser tag.
Yes. I don't know if I can make that one.
I want to do that.
That should be a whole lot of fun.
There is going to be in the food court parking lot, which is actually the parking lot next to Petco Park. That's right next to the bridge that goes over to Comic-Con there, to Convention Center. You will have many things over there. Amazon will have a truck out there giving away prizes. They're specifically supposed to be promoting Transformers 4 on Blu-ray. So we'll see how that works out. There will be a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie set up out there.
Wait, as in
promoting the new movie?
The old Teenage Mutant?
No, the new movie.
They're gonna show it?
They're not gonna show it. They're gonna be promoting it. They're gonna have some kind of display out there.
So is Michael Bay gonna come out and say, "Ah, they're aliens from outer space"?
I don't know, man. Actually, I got something to say about Ninja Turtles in a second here. But also, you're gonna have Norton's gonna be out there promoting X-Men Days of Future Past.
All right.
So I don't know how that's gonna work out, because that's already been out in theaters for a while. But
they're probably promoting the Blu-ray whenever that thing.
Probably, but the picture I saw there, it's like everything they had was all decked out. It looked pretty cool. Of course, there's gonna be a lot of artwork going on down at the galleries.
Yep. And remember, you don't need a pass to enjoy Comic-Con. I mean, if you want to be inside crowd surfing, you should gotten a pass. Not a pass, but a pass. But if you want to join everything outside of it, oh man, there's a whole lot of stuff to do.
But since
seven blocks, you know, to and from Comic-Con.
I know. A lot of stuff going on. Since we did mention Ninja Turtles here, here's a fun fact for you. Coming later this year, we are going to be getting a crossover comic book series from IDW featuring Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and the Ghostbusters.
I can imagine Slimer and Michelangelo duking it out on a pizza eating contest.
Apparently, one of Donatello's experiments.
Is it on Slimer?
goes wrong, and they get teleported into another dimension and meet the Ghostbusters.
It's kind of like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3, you know, Turtles in Time.
I don't know. This just sounds
yeah,
so wacky.
I know. It's one of those things you have to look at. You're like, maybe.
Right.
So we're gonna have. So next week, our next podcast is gonna be our post comic, our pre Comic Con.
We're planning to get you one more podcast right before Comic Con.
This is gonna be so stupid.
Hopefully, we can go through some of what we got planned for our schedules at that time to give you an idea what we're looking forward to.
Yeah,
catch up.
An extra T-shirt I'm gonna bring and the order for the people that actually needs it over there.
I'm gonna make a
and a body shirt for Wayne.
I'm gonna grab one of those deodorant bottles or spray cans.
Is it for you?
No, I'm gonna make a bomb out of it so I can just toss it in the crowd.
No,
I wouldn't do that. That's actually would be criminal.
Well, no stuff, idiot. All right, again, anywho, this is twoshotsofgeek.com, and we're here to bring you the future 8 bits at a time. Let's go.
See what I did there?